region offers endless opportunities for outdoor recreation, but Spanish speakers can find it tough to enjoy the trails when there are no maps or other information in their primary language. So Latino groups are looking for solutions to get more members of their community outdoors. Aspen Public Radio's Caroline Lanes reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Guinegoshin and her husband, Jaime Lopez, love to hike in the Red Hill Recreation Area near their home in western Colorado. And on a cloudless Saturday morning, they're heading to Mushroom Rock just outside Carbondale. They'd love to hike with others, but their friends don't always feel comfortable navigating the trails without information in Spanish.
Pienso que tal vez el no saber dónde están, qué tan difíciles son.
And many in the Latino community don't have the time or energy to do that research on their own.
Y también el trabajo. Mucha gente hispana trabaja muchas horas y cuando llegan.
Especially, like Roisin says, when they work long hours and are too tired to exercise when they get home. Now the local group Defiende Nuestra Tierra, which means defend our land, hopes to help. It created a Spanish language map of 19 areas on public lands around the Roaring Fork and Colorado River valleys. El Camino Latino includes information on hiking, camping, and picnicking, how difficult the trails are, and whether an area has bilingual signage.
Y la intención es de esto es pues generar cultura de la caminata, del al aire libre, sobre todo después de COVID, que todo el mundo estaba encerrado.
That's Omar Sarabia, director of the group. He says he wants to help create a culture of hiking, of the outdoors. Especially after COVID, he says people can grab this map and say, okay, I have 16 options, where can I go? The effort to get the Latino community involved in a culture of outdoor recreation, which skews white and English-speaking, isn't limited to the Roaring Fork Valley. Christian Lamont is with California-based group Latino Outdoors. He says advertising and other imagery tends to present the typical hiker or mountain biker as a white person, and that can be a barrier in and of itself.
And so there is this perception that you don't belong because you don't see yourself. And that goes from the casual hiker to the park ranger.
Lamont also says English speakers can take for granted that there will be information about wildlife, trail etiquette, and the ecosystem at trailheads, but that's not guaranteed to Spanish speakers.
We tell people, like, come to this trail, and oftentimes they get there and they're like, now what? Do you feel welcome? Is this a place for you? Do you understand where you're going? Like, really important signage.
And as Zach Valois with Conserve Southwest Utah points out, when there's barriers to even setting foot on a trail, you lose moments of connection with the outdoors, which means you lose a potential environmentalist.
We all need to engage these topics if we hope to achieve any degree of sustainability, and so we need everyone's voice involved in that.
Back on the trail, Tegini Groshin is excited about the map, bilingual signage, and what it could mean for her and her friends. Now she says they can head out onto the valley's trails with less fear of getting lost. The hike was also a valuable opportunity to get feedback on future versions of El Camino Latino. For example, hiker Carlos Cornejo says people would appreciate information on wildlife they may encounter, like bears. For Roisin, another important part on the map is helping her community feel like it belongs on Colorado's trails.
Y sentirnos parte de, vivimos aquí y tenemos total libertad a salir y disfrutar. Oxigenarnos. Sí.
She says they live here too and have total freedom to get fresh air and enjoy the outdoors. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caroline Yanez.
KUER's David Condos contributed to this story. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.